Yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A. Apologies, I had to push the show back, people. I had to get my hair done. Obviously, I'm hosting this show tonight with Savage. So shout out to Savage. Big up. Hope to see some of you lot there at, off the square in Northern Quarter. But yes, Champions League draw, people, has happened. Quarterfinals and the potential semi-finals as well. Arsenal drawing Bayern Munich. And Manchester City drawing Real Madrid. Obviously, they're the two biggest talking points. And the winner of those two ties face each other as well. So a potential Manchester City-Arsenal semi-final. And what we're all hoping for outside of Arsenal and Manchester City fans is for a Real Madrid-Bayern Munich semi-final. And both English teams going out. But that's what we are indeed hoping for. But like I said, this is the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A. So get your sporting questions in. It won't be a long show, people. It will not be too long of a show. But run up the likes first and foremost. Hit the like button on the video. Make sure you share this across all of the socials as well. And subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. It is road to 10K. And I got a shout out my Madu. She did a fabulous job with my hair, you know. Absolute a stupendous job. But big up to everyone that's locked in. I see you lot. Big up Dortmund, David, Eli, Ryan, Warrior J, Chloe, Sheik in the cut as well. AJB, I see you lot as well. LJ, I see you, Kingsman, all in the cut as well. But we've got Steve in the building, Strasbourg. Steve is here. What you man telling me? Everybody good?
Hey man, just drinking the Kool-Aid, you know.
What you saying, sir? Are you blessed?
Yes, I love your Mickey Mouse hairdo. That's
all good. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. That's exactly the look I was going for. Mickey Mouse, I'm like, that's exactly the look I was going for. What's the Mickey Mouse thing? Exactly.
Like, I can tell someone about hair. Look at me. Jesus.
Hey, man. Nah, there's plenty of people with worse than you. I'm telling you, man. Plenty of people are worse with you. Ryan, I'll send you the link in a sec. Give me 1 second. But like I said, you lot get your questions in. If you're a member of the channel, your question takes priority like a super chat. I'm sure the vast majority of the questions will be about the Champions League draw. I got what I wanted. I'm not going to lie. Manchester City, Real Madrid, I said that. I said two things I need. I need two, bless you. I need two of three out of those three. I need two of three of those teams to draw each other out. Real Madrid, Arsenal, Manchester City, and I need them all over the same side of the draw. And you know what? For the second time this season, the footballing universe gods gave me my wish. I needed Jordan and Nigeria to lose those two finals in that weekend, and they did. And then I needed City, Arsenal, and Real Madrid to draw each other and all be over that same side of the draw, and they was. So I'm over the moon. I am over the moon. Yeah, hopefully,
if the football fans really loved you, Man United wouldn't be a mess.
No, it's cool. I've had Manchester United being great for the vast majority of my life. Beautiful.
Can't ask them for miracles.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, exactly. I'm not too greedy. I'm not too greedy, man. I've seen 10 plus league titles. I'm blessed. I am super blessed.
I'm not too greedy, but wanted two third world nations to fail. Have some
absolutely
shame.
No, it's because of you, in particular, you, Prime, and Hassan. You know what I'm saying? That's why I wanted them to lose.
On third world nations, man.
As much as I dislike Victor and C1, can't stand them niggas, you were top, you were head honcho. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted Nigeria to lose in particular for you. Say again?
I don't even know what I did for people to hate me.
I don't know what I did. I'm so confused.
I get why Chelsea fans hate me, but hey.
And to LJ, let me just get to this as well. Flawless, you snow bunny hunting scheming individual. Damn. Jesus Christ. Tell us how you really feel.
Wow.
I call me a snow bunny hunting scheming individual. Damn. Look at what you did to troops. You got him saying the stars are aligned. Just to clarify, I cannot force anybody to say anything, number one. Number two, I don't like how I get the blame for when individuals speak on their team. So when Tony said the stars are aligning, I got the blame, ironically, from troops. And now troops are saying, don't tell Flawless the stars are aligned, and now it's my fault. No, they believe. They drank the Kool-Aid. They just don't like the messenger because it's me. That's what it is. It's me, Manchester United fan, the whole nine. That's all it is.
I do like the way he went on a live stream and he said, don't tell Flawless. Like, on a live stream. Like, it was like anyone's going to go, okay, We'll keep it secret. Shh, don't tell anyone in the chat. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to get around. Do you know what I mean? It's like
LG Brown. You don't know. Flawless force feeds us. Kool-Aid backstage, man.
I really don't. You know what it is? I just give. Have conversations, and we have, and then it's on the platform, and then people forget that we're being live streamed, and then they get comfortable and confident talking about their team. So that's what it is with Troops. Because in an ideal world, Troops wanted City to draw Real Madrid. That's what he wanted, and that happened. So like, and he's like, oh, maybe like we can get past, because Arsenal getting past Bayern to me is not too far fetched. That's not a far-fetched statement to think that Arsenal could get past the Bayern, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid. I'm not saying they win all these ties. I'm saying it's not out of the realms of possibility. Whereas City and Madrid, it was a wrap for Arsenal. They getting beat by those two, I think, comprehensively. So that's why he said it. But yeah, man, the Kool-Aid background, shout-out to Sheik in the cut as well. Steve's here. Jez is here. Prime Surfer the whole night. Hey, Vader, you got what you want as well, man. Vader, you got what you want. Big up to Vader as well. Make sure you check out the stream.
He wanted Real Madrid.
Yeah, he wanted Real Madrid. Make sure you check out the most unlikely trio you've ever seen of myself, Vader, and Lee Gunner. Excellent stream. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you check that out, people. He wanted the toughest possible team. He said the storyline.
I hear that.
Remember these people learn.
He wanted the I'm of the same.
To be fair, I'm of the same team.
Why not? I hear it.
No,
yeah, man. Big up to you, Vader, man. But you lot get your questions in as well. We will get predictions from all the man them on the draw and everything like that. Let's get to them to the main tie or main ties, I should say. Steven, we'll go to you first. Arsenal, Bayern Munich. Who's going through and why?
I'm going Arsenal, to be honest. I didn't want Arsenal, and I said it. I got a bad feeling, to be honest. Because whenever Bayern seemed to turn a corner, whenever we seemed to, the football's so good and getting some results, something always this season just, you know, it's flat tire settings, man. You're cruising, you're chilling. Nothing's going wrong, and then all of a sudden, boom, flat tire, you're done. You know, your whole day's done. You got to change up your plans. You got to fix up your top, bro. It's
second legs at the Allianz, right? Just to clarify.
Yeah. Think so. Okay.
It is.
For City Real Madrid, the second legs at the Etihad, right?
Yes.
Well, there's some confusion. There's some confusion about that because Atleti play their first leg or something like that a day before.
I think they already announced, because what's it called? I saw already something about announced, and they already announced the fixtures for who's playing when. So if this is accurate, by the way, I can't say 100% yet, but 9th of April, you're going to get the whole left-hand side, Arsenal, Bayern, Real Madrid, all play on the same day. And then on the 10th of April, you're getting the other side. And then both of those teams. Then I don't think it wouldn't clutch then, because this would be another day.
The first leg is in London. The second leg's in München.
Yeah. In Germany, yeah.
And then Real Madrid, Man City. First leg is at the Bernabeu. Second leg's at the Etihad.
You got winning that one, Stephen. The City, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. You reckon Real Madrid do? Why? Right, what are you saying? Sheep,
yeah. Man City are vulnerable for me. Okay. Excellent team.
Sheik with the great background. What are you saying, Sheik? Both ties, Arsenal, Bayern Munich, and Real Madrid, hey, Manchester City.
Drink the Kool-Aid, man. I tried to look for some stars are aligning stuff, but I couldn't find it. But hey, drink the Kool-Aid, man. I think Arsenal, to be honest, go through. Even though Bayern Munich will probably put most of their focus on the Champions League now, even because I think the Bundesliga is done for them. What, they're like 11 points off or even more than that, to be honest. I could be wrong. But it's we know how Tuchel's been this season, man. So I think Arsenal definitely have the quality to get past this Bayern team. Our shit United team went to Allianz Arena and put 3 past them. So Arsenal should be able to do business.
Funny you mentioned that game, Sheik. Sorry to cut you off. I was just going to say real quick. Funny you mentioned that game. I did a watch along with Flawless, and after the game, I literally said, after that performance, we ain't winning it.
Fairs.
After that? I was like, there's no way that because I obviously like everyone on the panel. Yeah, we can all say, yeah, but, you know, Manchester United, very poor season, poor coach, players, etc. And we had to scrape by both times.
Yeah.
Drawing with Copenhagen at home. You guys beat them. So it's just there's this is. Yeah, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I feel happy though that they face Real Madrid and Man City in the semifinal. And I think they play the home leg first, so they go to either of those stadiums away in the second leg, which is good.
Yeah, Arsenal will be they'll be away second leg. Yeah, if they make it past Bayern, yes, you're right,
So, I mean, in terms of that tie, I would want Real Madrid to win, but to be honest, I think Man City do win the Real Madrid Man City one. I'd love to see City and Arsenal play in the semifinal. I'd love to see them play as much as they can this year. Just, you know, tear each other apart all season. Title race in the Champions League. Love that for them. But, Arsenal go through, to be honest. I think Arsenal go through. Stars are aligned. We know Kane is going to score a penalty. We know Kane is just going to score a penalty. It's going to happen. Spain will get his goal. But stars are aligning, man. Hey, Arsenal, drink. Drink it.
So you got Arsenal getting past Bayern, and then what, City, Madrid?
City, Madrid.
Saying?
Yeah, I think
City. Nah, you think City go through. All right, same to you, Surfer. Both ties. Oh, sorry, go on, carry on, Sheet, carry on.
But yeah, that's me, yeah. And the other two ties, I'll even give, like, Dortmund, Atletico. I think Atletico go through. Barcelona, PSG. I'm going to go for PSG, Mbappe, to do a Mazza. So, yeah. Those are my predictions.
Well, that's fair. What are you saying, Surfer?
I think by the time they play the first leg, I think there'll only be 7 Bundesliga league games left, if my maths is correct. So if they're still 10 points behind Leverkusen, it's like 7 or 8. If they're still 10 points...
6.
If they're still 10 points behind Leverkusen, I think Tuchel will switch his attention to the Champions League.
Yeah.
And I think the only chance Arsenal have got of getting through is that they need to take a 2-goal lead to the Allianz Arena.
I agree.
Because I think this team has not done well against other big teams domestically. They haven't done very well. They haven't lost a lot, but they've scraped draws and stuff like that. Even if they go over 1-0, I can see the atmosphere, the Allianz Arena. I mean, it's going to Arsenal fans get excited. There's no Bayern Munich fans. Like that atmosphere is going to mean anything compared to the Allianz Arena.
Hey, there's going to be a few more stuff.
So I got Bayern going through, actually. Bayern going through. And I will love it if it's actually Bayern. I would love it if Bayern actually do the job in the away leg more than home leg, especially with no fans and like a Harry Kane like double or something. Right at the end, and some VAR controversial refereeing controversy. Beautiful. So they laugh all over that. The other game, if it was Bernabeu's second leg, I'd have Real Madrid favourites. But
yeah.
I think it's the same for Real Madrid. I think Real Madrid have to go to the Etihad with at least a 2-goal lead. I think they have to go there with a cushion. Saying that though, I don't think it's the same City that will bulldoze them like last year 4-0. I get it. So I see it a lot closer. I'm going to pick Real Madrid to do them on penalties.
Or my heartbreak, because I'm with you on that.
I think Real Madrid would have basically sewn up the Liga soon anyway. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I do that. And the other side of the draw, I don't really care. I think Atleti are just getting through to the final. They're going to shit out their way to the final. I just think they are.
I think Dortmund advance in that, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Is Atletico Dortmund? Who's in the
second leg?
The first game is at the Atleti Stadium. The second game is at Dortmund Stadium.
And also, you have to look at what Borussia Dortmund have done in Champions League this season. Like, you know, I said it on the terrace earlier. Nobody had Dortmund topping the group with Newcastle, Paris Saint-Germain, and AC Milan. Nobody had them topping that group. Some people were thinking they'd finish below Newcastle. Some people had them finishing third.
This is Simeone's shithousing special.
This is my thing though, my opinion on that tied up, because I would have agreed with a Fletchy going through if the second game was at their stadium.
Yes,
because people also keep forgetting that they got dominated in San Siro, in my opinion, and it wasn't even a close game. The only reason why it kept close because Inter didn't do the job, in my opinion. Now, I'm nervous about the first leg. Because my opinion is Terzic is overperforming in the Champions League. But for me, if you can keep it close, I'm fine. Like, for me, if you keep the lead, if you want to give them the lead and go into the game a goal down, I'm fine. I feel like it would be too tough if we were to be down by a two goal difference. But if it's a one goal difference, I'm confident actually that Dortmund can do something at the stadium, because then Chelsea is actually forced to go on attack. No, I'm actually scared if we go and take the lead at the Atleti Stadium, because now Chelsea is going to think, shit, let's just defend for the whole 90 and hope that we can shithouse our way to the semi-final. And I think this would be the biggest mistake. So for me, I kind of like this. I think for me personally, I think people look at the fact that they beat Inter Milan, which is a fair result in my opinion. But I think also you look at, when I look at the Inter Milan game and I watched it, Inter Milan should have finished them off also at their ground as well, which they didn't do. So I think it's an open tie. Who do I think is the favorite though in that game? The overall tie. I think Atleti is the overall favorite in the tie.
Yeah,
but I don't think the odds are actually that much of a difference in my opinion.
If Atletico were as good as people say, they should really miss it. That's why I say that
they are the favorites on the overall tie.
Yeah.
But I don't think they performed to the levels that I thought they was gonna do throughout Inter Milan. No, if this was Inter Milan Dortmund, I wouldn't even give Dortmund the chance. Because I think you've gotta take
performing well out of a Champions League thing whatsoever. You don't have to perform well to get through. Do you know what I mean? And that's what they did the other night. They can do that. It's going to be a different... Inter Milan like to mix... I know they created a lot of chances, but they also like to mix it up the way Atletico Madrid do as well. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like this is the narrative that I think people put on Dortmund, that they want to go on just attack. That's actually not true this season, actually, where they... It's either been... Try to be very compact in certain games or be very offensive if it's needed to be. Like, when I look actually in the group stages matches, even the PSG game, until in the away leg especially, it took PSG to get a dodgy penalty to actually get through and us getting a red card until they actually get through. And even the away game, pretty much, even though Dortmund was already through, PSG was even struggling during the period. So all I'm saying is that I don't think it's as obvious as people trying to make it out to be that Atletico is just going to go whoop the place out of Dortmund.
But we do watch Bundesliga. Stop with your Bundesliga centralized rubbish that you've put in the chat.
He's talking to Dortmund David in the chat.
Like I said, Bundesliga on a regular? No, but I've watched Dortmund and I'm not impressed. If Atletico Madrid are anywhere the side that people make them out to be, if they are dark horses for the Champions League, they should run through Dortmund in this time. They should run through Dortmund.
I think at stages of this season, if Atleti played the A game, I agree with the statement. They should. But this is the thing with Atleti, I think, going into 2024, where I have seen performances from them in the league where I look at them and say, that's the top play. But at the same time, I've seen performances from Atleti this season, because I also watched them in the league, where I'm looking at them and say, you know what, they haven't been really that great. And also, I need to talk about Griezmann, because obviously, even though I think he had a fantastic season so far, the last few games prior to the Inter Milan game, he hasn't really been great. So for me, it's like, I look at it from a perspective of, I don't think they're unbeatable at this moment in time. If you would have asked me before the winter break, I would have said, you know what, Atleti is going to whoop us. But, hey, man, like, I don't know.
I think they're doing the job at home.
And that's the key part. That's what I say. As long as you make sure there's a one-goal difference, cool. If there's a two-goal difference going into the Dortmund game, then I think it's going to be very tough, because I don't see Dortmund just going four free goals and also keep the clean sheet in
that. That atmosphere, I think, is the best atmosphere in Europe, that Atletico Stadium.
Up there.
I think it's the best atmosphere.
Inter Milan
crumbled. I know they had chances, but that penalty shootout, they crumbled. Dortmund's Dortmund's lucky the second leg isn't at Atletico Madrid.
I see Atleti
losing away legs, but I think they do enough in the home leg to get through overall.
So you could see them winning. Yeah,
I could see them losing the second leg like 1-0, 2-1, but they won like 2-0 in the
3-0
first.
3-0 at home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they get through.
Let me get to the super chat from C24. Big up to you, man. He says, Bayern go through 4-2 at the Allianz. I trust Champions League Tuchel and the Bayern old guard over Arsenal's young guns. To win Champions League, you need a world-class manager and at least one player. Big up to you, C24, for the super chat.
You don't need a world-class manager.
You don't necessarily need a world-class manager. I think you do need some form of quality players in your side, yes. Also, yeah, a lot of it is a look at the draw as well. That ties into it. Like, if you're a PSG or Atletico Madrid, you're looking at this and going, Real Madrid, City, Arsenal, all over the other side of the draw. That's how Inter Milan made the final, because it was Real Madrid, PSG, Manchester City.
Do you remember last season when the draw was made? It was all, Napoli are definitely getting through.
Yeah. I do remember that. That was the conversation, because it was it AC Inter, Napoli, was it Benfica?
It was Napoli Inter, I think it was Benfica,
wasn't it?
No, I'm just I'm not naming who played. I'm saying who was over the other side of the draw.
Benfica.
Yeah, I remember that. So, like, that's what it is. If I'm PSG, Atletico Madrid, Dortmund, whoever, I'm looking at it going, hey, we got a route to the final here. And in the final, who knows? If you're
Or even like Barcelona, it. As bad as they've been, even Barcelona.
Even PSG. Just everyone on that side.
I big up to Eddie, who says shout out to the 10K killer and all of the panel except for Sheik, and you know why. Hey, Sheik, you can take the blame for the Lakers losing. It was your fault. You know what I'm saying?
It's Darvin Ham's fault. It's the cleaner's fault.
Nah, it was because he didn't play that. Because he didn't play Taurean Prince, man. That's what it has, man. We needed more Taurean Prince.
Taurean Prime Time Prince.
Spot on. You know what? Taurean Prime. That's a fire name. Taurean Prime Time Prince. Hey, Eddie, make sure you're there for... Make sure you're there for the next what's it called, Lakers watch along. Big up Lewis for the raid as well. You lot, make sure you subscribe to Carefree Lewis Sheet. Big up everyone that's tapped in. Please make sure you run up the likes, hit the subscribe button on the channel as well. Members in particular, get your questions in. For those asking about being on the panel, of course I run the fan calling shows every Monday, people, so that's how you tap in. There's also membership, also perks in the membership on how to get on the channel as well, people. But how many likes are we on? I know it's not enough. One second. Let me have a look. I already know it's not enough. We're looking at it. We're at 37 likes. You know what I'm saying? We're at 37. There's over 120 people in it. Let's go up to 70 likes. But yeah, Prime will go to you. Arsenal, Bayern Munich, City, Real Madrid. Who do you have going through in each of those ties and why?
Just those ties.
We'll start with those two and then you can give, because they're the two main talking points. But we'll get to the other two, which we've been talking about. But go on.
Arsenal will go through past Bayern. I just look at factors. We talk about how poor Bayern have been this season. Man United almost beat them. I know Bayern topped their group, but they did struggle against the likes of United and Copenhagen. I know Bayern have got their act together the last, I think, few games or so. They've been more attacking. But I just look at it. Arsenal will sit back. They're very good defensively when they're soaking things up and hitting on the counter. I just don't trust that. And especially the first leg at the Emirates, no ball fans are allowed in because of what happened against Lazio. Arsenal need at least two goals though going into the second leg. But I just don't see it. Even 1-0 up, I think that could still be enough. You know, if you sit back for the 90 minutes or so at the Allianz Arena, that could still potentially be enough.
Prime. The biggest problem is Bayern don't keep clean sheets.
You got Arsenal over Bayern, and then what about Real Madrid?
It depends. I do think like Bayern's players will actually step up and try and target this Champions League, regardless of the beef some of them may have with Tuchel. But I don't know. I just don't see it being enough. I think Arsenal will be able to persevere. It's not the same Bayern as we've seen years ago. And I've been saying to Steve for the past few months, Bayern will kick in, they'll be fine, they'll kick in, and it hasn't happened yet. So I don't see why it should happen now. what, Real Madrid City? That is very, very close. That could go either way. Agreed. Again, City, people can say City have been poor this season, but they are still in the title race. So, I don't really mind either way. I'll say Real Madrid, but I don't really mind either way. I let it go Dortmund. I let it go through. I need Team Milan to win the Champions League. PSG,
I like
Barca.
That. The gender settings, I love that. personal.
But the PSG Barca, I think this could be the upset. I think this, in terms of this round of fixtures, this could be the upset. And
what, PSG go through? Is that the upset? Is that what you're saying?
No, Barca go through.
Oh, okay. We've got serial chokers, PSG. That's all.
PSG out.
Yeah, you know what? PSG, you need to. Hey, this is your time to get to this final, man.
Please, man.
I know. We'll say it's Mbappe and over two legs. Mbappe can turn off in 45 minutes and they can go through. But I don't. PSG as a team, I don't think they're that good.
I think Barcelona might be enough.
I don't think Barcelona are a good side either, to be honest.
I know they're not, but I'm looking at there's got to be an upset, and in terms of all the fixtures, that's the only one where I could see an upset happening.
So wait, do you consider Arsenal beating Bayern Munich an upset?
No, because I predicted Arsenal to beat Bayern.
You put Arsenal to win.
So for you, it would be an upset if we beat Arsenal, yeah?
No, because that game could be close. So I just think Arsenal will do it.
Yeah, that's like 60-40 either way, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just think we're talking about an Arsenal who barely scraped past Porto. Do you know what I mean?
Let's really be honest. These teams are really
forgetting about that, you know?
I know.
People are like, you prime. I'm just saying, in general, like when we talk about
Porto had chances as well.
Arsenal having to come out and break down a low block is very different to Arsenal who soak up pressure and hit on the counter.
Yeah, but we're also talking, this is Arsenal.
This is the biggest stage now as well. This is Champions League knockout. A lot of those players, Arsenal players, haven't experienced the game of this magnitude.
And the league form won't matter. League form won't matter.
I know. But all I've been hearing all season is how bad Bayern are. Man United almost beat them. Probably should have beat them if you had a better coach.
Where I disagree completely now. This is where I disagree. I actually have Bayern going through. Don't you? I think it's going to be close. Oh. And I do think, I'm not ruling out Arsenal at all. I think Arsenal do have a very good chance of going through. But I think Bayern will do it, man. Like, just...
Somebody
in the chat, one of you lot, the stat guys or stat girl, let me know Arsenal's away. This is serious because there's females watching. So before you go, Jez, 1 second. Arsenal's away record in the Champions League this season, solely their away record from the group stages up until now. Because I favor Bayern in this tie. Simply because the second leg's in Germany.
Arsenal's
away record. Warrior
J. Arsenal's away record in the Champions League. So games played, results, goals scored against, etc., etc. Yeah, away record, Warrior J. Yeah,
go on. Arsenal's away record in the Champions League. They played Sevilla away from home. They won 2-1. They played Lens away from home. They lost 2-1. They played PSV Eindhoven, and that was a 1-1 draw. So those are the three games. And Porto, in the first leg, they lost 1-0 away from home.
I will time you out, you know, Veo. Keep trying.
These are all teams where Arsenal have to come out and attack. Against Bayern, This will suit them, sitting back, soaking up pressure, and hitting on the counterattack against a Bayern side that are not that strong. It's not Bayern.
I disagree.
If you watch Porto against Arsenal, Porto did not park the bus against Arsenal. I don't care what anyone says. Porto actually came out and played a little bit, bro.
Yeah.
And Arsenal didn't have a clue how to attack them, bro, even when they had space in behind. Like Saka, that was a big game, and Saka disappeared, bro. Let's just be real.
It was a Liverpool shot. Carry on. You know what I'm saying? I thought you were taking a shot at me. Carry on. It was a Liverpool shot. My bad. I apologize. Go on. You might carry on. Carry on. Sorry. I felt away. I shot at the wrong person. My bad, Vato. That wasn't necessary. Go on, Ryan.
You know what it is? I think people are putting too much on, you know, like, oh, Bayern Munich haven't been great in the group stages and stuff, which is fine. But we've seen multiple teams. The group stages is a completely different kettle of fish to the knockouts. People are forgetting that. The knockouts is a different kettle of fish, different level of pressure. We've seen multiple teams over the years in the Champions League have great group stages or even be bad in the group stages and get through, but then they turn up in the knockouts. We were the same. When we won it a few years ago in 2019, we only just about got through the group doing Alisson's last-minute save against Napoli. But then we turned up in the knockouts. We beat Bayern Munich, Barca, and then won the whole thing. You know, Real Madrid have done it before as well. You know, so I don't think... How you play in the group stage necessarily correlates with how you're doing the knockouts, in my opinion.
Second of their three-peat, they almost got knocked out of the group. They were horrendous.
Yeah, it's very rarely for any winner that I can remember in recent history where it was just plain sailing. So like group stages and knockout sides.
But even then, the final was hard.
There's very few where it's just like they're playing fantastic, the performance levels are fantastic, and they're just breezing through because you are playing against top team. Eventually, you're going to run into someone of quality. Even though when I look at this eight, I go, it's really not.
But look, it's only a name, isn't it? But when you actually look at the actual team,
it's name.
Look at City last season. They should have lost that final.
They should have lost it, right? Everyone was going, City had a plane sailing through to the final.
And in the final, everyone was underestimating Inter. That's fine. Yeah. But they should have lost that final.
So I'm not I know it'll be close and I know it can go either way. I just think like Arsenal, unfortunately, I don't want them to. I just think, unfortunately,
I just think it's massive having that second leg at Allianz.
I agree. That's the deciding thing I can cling on to, Ryan. That's it.
I don't trust Arsenal players to handle it at the Allianz. That in the second leg. That's why they have to take a lead.
They need something to defend.
For me, they need a 2 or 3 goal lead to be, you know.
Yeah, they need at least a 2 goal lead and defend.
I'll be honest.
Well, that's fine.
What's your prediction for those two ties? Obviously, Arsenal, Bayern, and Manchester City, Real Madrid, Manchester City. Yeah,
I think Bayern go through. In my opinion, I think it'll be close. Okay. But like I said, the deciding leg at Allianz. I think the no Bayern fans at Emirates doesn't really make too much of a difference, in my opinion.
Well, the stadium is going to be totally quiet now.
Yeah, I don't think it makes too much difference. I think Bayern just have enough. Personally, like, and you know what it is? I know people are criticizing Tuchel, and Tuchel's had a horrible season, but I'm still trusting the guy who's won a Champions League only recently over a guy who hasn't really done much in. As a manager, let's just be real. Like, if you look at Arteta's European record as a manager, it's shocking, isn't it? I'm trusting the guy who's won the Champions League over the guy who has a shocking European record. That's just me, isn't it? And I still think Bayern have enough players in it like, to hurt and decide this game. Like, they still got Kane, Musiala, Sane, Coman. They still got Coleman's enough, in my opinion.
Coman is out. Coman is out. He got injured.
Oh, but even then, they've got like Matisse Tell, who I think he's so good, bro. He's quality. And Alphonso Davies is fit, isn't he? Like,
no. Also, is there not this stat about Arteta? I don't know if it's knockout rounds in general or
it's like knockout second rounds.
Legs. Knockout round is stinky. Yeah, record.
His knockout round record is not great either. So.
How many knockout rounds has he been in?
He's been in a couple of Europa League ones. I think two or three Europa League. Know the Champions League where you play away records. Like that's the thing with my thing was like that. Arteta's hasn't really shown yet that not, when it comes to knockout ties, where like I can 100% go and say, you know what, I back Arsenal to do this, I back Arsenal to do that, and that. And I think this is a big thing. If the second game would have been at the Emirates Stadium, I think they would have been much more comfortable with it. But, hey, man, that's the funny part about it, because I had this debate, actually, thinking who should actually play up top for them, Jesus or Havertz. I said they should go with Havertz up top instead of Jesus.
I agree.
That's
I
just
agree.
Me, though.
I agree. Go with Havertz, yeah.
Yeah, so. Man, pull up with Havertz.
No. But Havertz is being misprofiled. He's not a striker, apparently.
That's for the Chelsea fans, but I'm just saying that I saw a comp earlier. I clocked the joke in it, but I don't really care. That's for the Chelsea guys, but I saw a comp earlier. Yeah, go on, Silva.
I want to know the weather report for that second leg of the night. I want to see if they're going to have clear skies. So I need to see if the stars are aligning during that second leg.
Shout out Sheik's background there. Shout out troops. And you know who I really need to shout out for that whole stars aligning thing?
Tony.
The man Tony. Tony was the guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, he made it a hot line, I made it a hot song. But shout out to Tony, because I'm not going to take credit for that. The guy who initially said that. Like, it was him initially. Well, Say that again. No. He made it a hot line 100%, but then I had to take it to the next level. I jumped on the remix. I am now being criticized for that now being a thing. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, man? Because like Tony dropped the song, it was a little cool song, yeah. People liked it, but then Flawless came on the remix, and then this is when the song really grew. The original is more F than the remix. This is what happened.
He went international.
Yeah, man, it did. It went from the regional to national to like worldwide type of thing, and now you got lots of people saying. And the thing is, that's gonna run all season. Kool Aid and the stars are aligning. There's two things. It's gonna run. We're just using the song as like an analogy standpoint.
Arsenal scary, man.
Unstoppable.
Don't forget that. Unstoppable.
The second title of the playlist is line of Kool-Aid. That's what I call it.
What's that quote you had about Arsenal?
Drink it, inhale it, inject it.
Hey, it's Jez. Who have you actually got for these two ties? Who have you got?
Arsenal, Bayern, and the
Arsenal, Bayern, and Real Madrid, Manchester City. Yes.
So I actually got Bayern going through, but I think they're deciding at the Allianz. I don't think they're deciding at the Emirates. Harry Kane. Actually, you know what? That's probably the good thing I like about these ties. All of them actually. That I don't think there's clear favorites everywhere going into each game. Mm. And
I agree.
Harry Kane legacy game, man. Harry Kane legacy game right there.
Hey, Harry Kane, if you get Bayern past Arsenal, I will stop all slander.
Stop all slander given.
That's a legacy game.
All is forgiven, Harry Kane.
What's Kane's record against Arsenal, particularly in like cup competitions?
We only played Arsenal once in the Carabao Cup, I think.
It's the highest goal scorer in the North London derby history.
And also for the Atleti Dortmund.
Hey, Harry Kane, you must. I will forgive all slander on your name and apologize for it all. If you get them through this time. Oh, then it's full on Harry Kane. We doubling down.
Arsenal, and we forgive him for not winning the Bundesliga if he gets past.
Yeah, I'd forgive him.
You are pardoned. You know what I'm saying? You're exonerated, and it's clear, and you are forgiven. We give you the keys to the city, and we good for life, Harry Kane.
If he knocks Arsenal out, he can take the summer off, even if he plays for England. It doesn't matter. Do what you want. Don't matter.
To this from Veta quickly, who says, does the chat agree that the right clubs remain in the Champions League? To me, if you get, I don't hear all this, we deserved and we played better. You don't take your chances, you don't deserve to go through. Whether the level of the teams is a whole different conversation, but if you make it to the quarterfinals of the Champions League, guess what? You deserve to make it. Whether it was a shootout, whether the team you was facing missed 6 one-on-ones, guess what? That's on them. They shouldn't have missed all their chances. So, you deserve to get
Now Arsenal fans are like, and some rival fans going that side of the draw. Oh, if Arsenal make it past Bayern and either City or Real Madrid and get to the final, they deserve to win. No, screw that. No, they got to win that game. Just because you get to the final,
You know what they deserve if they get past Bayern and get past Real Madrid or City? To get to the final. That's what you deserve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Rather than the semi-final.
You get what you deserve, and you deserve what you get.
Exactly. Yes, not win the game.
Yes, I can win the trophy, though. I got that, but...
Before you go, Jess, I gotta go get ready for this. So I'm gonna keep this show running. Sheik, you now in charge because you're the one I dislike the least out of all these people on here. So yeah, man, run it.
What?
I'll be back in a second. Oh, you bad surprised I don't like you, man. Now all of a sudden, especially you.
No, no, we just said we dislike you too.
Who do I dislike the most? Who do I dislike the most? This guy right here.
As long as I'm not the whole.
Yeah, all the work we do. You see the way he treats us.
Oh no, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. Like as content creators, love you lot to death. As people, can't stand you lot. But content creators, brilliant. You know what I'm saying?
See now, he's got to 10K. He's changed. Now he's got to 10K.
Yeah,
I'm not liking this new attitude. I can't lie.
But you lot, again, members, I will try and do my best to star the questions. But yeah, I need to actually get ready and go so I'm not late. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on black man timing.
Yeah, you need a lot of time to get
I'll be here. Yeah. Look how you shown up, mate. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Wait, what was getting ready for? Is that...
Yeah, I got a show I'm hosting tonight. I'm hosting a live show tonight.
I thought it was a Snowbunny.
It is with Savage because it's her show. It's her event.
Oh, so it is a Snowbunny event. I was right.
No, it's a music event. Hey, she is.
Hey,
sports Q&A. It's sports Q&A. Hey, that's the Champions
League. Hang on a minute. Snowbunny hunting is a sport.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Fuck you, Surfer. Right, you know, how about that?
Hey, Flores, you said that. Not Surfer.
Yeah. Hey, Surfer, have you seen the Snowbunny Champions League round of 16 ties?
when it comes to Snowbunny ties, I like both legs, so it's all good.
Does anyone have Madrid getting through against City? Because I do, How do you think Madrid get through?
See, quickly, I say Dortmund go through, by the way. To answer that question, I can't lie, in my opinion, I think what will let Madrid down is the fact that I think the lack of a proper central forward, is what's maybe going to let them down against City, I have a feeling.
Would you think Madrid are better than last season? Yeah.
He is, but at the same time,
I don't think so.
From last year,
but isn't the second leg of it yet?
Yeah, it is.
Madrid didn't
win. I could still see what they're doing. You know, Cosquín Militao back apparently as well.
Real Madrid have to go to the Etihad with a lead, like Arsenal have to go to the
Etihad. I agree.
But like with a proper lead, though, not like a 1-0.
Yeah, like a 2-goal lead. They have to go to at least a 2-goal lead for something to defend.
I think a 1-goal lead, they could get do something in extra time and pens, maybe.
The 1-goal lead is still fragile, though. Do you know what I mean? Still fragile.
I think Madrid will score at the Etihad, though. I actually think Madrid will go to the Etihad and score. City defensively are looking pretty crap this season. I can't even.
City aren't the same.
City aren't as good as last season, and I stand by it. I genuinely think they're not.
It's still at a strong level, but it's not.
It's not a very strong level, but they're not as good.
Is Madrid as good as last season, though?
Pardon?
Madrid is better than last season.
I think they're better.
Are they generally better? Is it also part of the fact that Arsenal dropped off this season?
Last season, Carlo made a lot of mistakes in that semi-final. I don't care what he made a lot.
No, I think Barcelona just crap even last season.
I'm a surfer. Like, I think this season is more the fact that Barcelona started chopping off and. And it doesn't mean I don't think much. I think Madrid has been good this season. I'm not trying to say that, but I do think they've been better last season than this season.
I just think Barcelona's level wasn't that high for Real Madrid to get past them. Do you know what I mean? I don't think Barcelona. This is a Barcelona team that got outplayed by a Man United team last season in Europe. Yeah, they got outplayed. So I think them winning the championship. I think just Real Madrid took a year off.
I do think in that tie last season when against City Madrid, I do think Carlo got a lot wrong in that tie still. I think he got a lot wrong. I don't think he makes the same mistakes in this. I can't even lie to you.
I also
like,
think
when he
it was
just DM and all that, like, didn't he?
I also think it's just a team that was In fact, it's just a team that was coming to an end, I think, because it was that Benzema. Yeah,
definitely, but Benzema I used still up feel the, he made a lot of mistakes.
And yeah, also, but Man City put in one of the best performances
we've ever seen. They were absolutely phenomenal
that night. Yeah,
City were just
at the Etihad, they were different level.
Playable. And it didn't help that Carlo made mistakes. Those two things can't exist at the same time.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Should we move on to? I know it's a Champions League, but we have got some news. Should we move on to the Europa? We're not going to do Conference League if any Villa fans are watching.
Are we not doing the other two fixtures? Let's do PSG. So I feel like we've done Dortmund. I think we spoke about PSG, Barca that we haven't discussed. PSG Barca is a funny one.
I think that's a, to me, even with Mbappe playing, I still think that's a toss up still. Because I just don't.
I'd have PSG slightly.
It'd be like 55-45.
Yeah, for me. I agree.
The way I saw, but the thing is though, if Mbappe wants it, the way that Napoli was slicing through Barcelona the other night, even though that Barcelona 3-1, you would still favour them. I've got no faith in Dembele showing up to do anything because he's
Xavi in Europe though, bro.
Xavi. I know he's going. This is his last season, but your players aren't playing like it's your last season. You know what I mean? So, I think PSG will scrape. I think PSG will get through. Probably like
where's the second leg?
It's at PSG, I think.
All right, yeah, I've got PSG still.
Before I let anyone else go,
if I see if the prodigy and Mbappe gets dunked on by a 16-year-old, conversations.
Oh, what's his name? That'd be something. That will be something. But like I said, the conspiracy theory is that Real Madrid and PSG will make it to the final, but Mbappe will pull up with like a hamstring injury before the final.
I thought the conspiracy is they're trying to make it a PSG PSG Man City final, Mbappe versus Haaland.
No, no one cares about
they didn't get to do it with Ronaldo and Messi and Mbappe and Haaland.
I could see them try to do that when he joins Madrid, not here at
PSG. Yeah. When he joins Madrid, that'll be the one to
Madrid,
do it.
City and Madrid will be that game, but
yeah, no one cares about PSG.
I watch PSG. The fuck.
You watch everything, so it doesn't count. You don't count as a normal.
I am watching some Luton, Super League right now. Yeah.
Exactly. You've got more clubs than Jez, and that's saying something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I only got two, man. Last season, Conte pushed me to four.
Steve, what do you think about this tie? Because obviously, even though we watch them sometimes, you watch these clubs more than us combined, than all of us combined. So what do you think? Because you've got to take their league form out, right? So what do you think overall, though? Who's going through?
I'll go Paris Saint-Germain just because I don't think Barcelona have enough outside of Lamine Yamal, to be honest. Mm. They don't have enough outside of that. Like Rafinha, hit or miss. Lewandowski has been hit or miss. He's still got a good amount of goals, but it's just not the same. It's not the same Lewandowski at Bayern or even last year. He was very good for Barca last year, but this year it's been a noticeable drop-off. Defensively, Cubarsí has stepped in and done a very, very good job. Ter Stegen had an injury, and that Hector Fort guy, that guy's fucking trash and goal for – not Hector Fort, sorry. Pena stepped in goal for Barcelona for a few months, made a lot of really, really poor mistakes. But Ter Stegen is back in. The problem is that with Barca, it's like the Koundé predicament. Right back, center back. Right back, center back. Right back, center back. You know, Araujo's injury, you know, his fitness has been questionable. There's too much uncertainty. No, you know, the lack of a real left back. Because obviously, you know, got rid of Alba. He's at Inter Miami. Balde's injured for the season. You know, midfield injuries as well. No De Jong. No De Jong. He is a very, very good player. So they have Christensen in midfield.
No Pedri.
Pedri's injured. Gavi's injured. So I think Paris Saint-Germain, yeah, they have Mbappe, obviously. But let's not act like they don't have other good players. Donnarumma's been in very good form this season. Very good form. He is the Donnarumma that was hyped up to be honest. Maybe a mistake. I think he's made two mistakes this season out of all the PSG games that I've watched. So, that was better than last season when he had quite a few of them. But, Barcola is a very good player. And Dembele, say what you want about the goal output. His first touch in certain situations, you can take a good first touch and you keep the attack alive, or it's a bad one and it kills off the attack completely. He's got a great way to pass. He's performing pretty well.
When it comes to the better, I'm not talking about goals. I'm just talking about his overall performance. When I ever watch him, it's just average. Against you guys, both games, nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nothing against you guys. Absolutely not. And for me, that wasn't a shock. Because that's what I think I think he's severely overrated in terms of what he is. He's one of these. He's a comps player. He does a step over and people view it from 35 different angles. I think it's a good thing. I think, like you said, Christensen the other day in midfield was just horrendous for Barcelona, in my opinion. Just horrendous. He cannot play in midfield. He can't do a John Stones job like they have to do at City. It just won't happen. But yeah, I mean, I think someone put in the chat the second legs at Barca. Is that right?
Let me double check that.
Yeah, I'll check right now too. I got like literally the list.
A super chat too. Shout out to.
Oh, someone says De Jong is back for the first leg. Foyth said De Jong.
Second leg is in Barca. Yeah,
I think we missed the super chat as well.
It's at their little stadium though. It's not at the Camp Nou. That's the other thing.
Who are you saying is overrated?
I think Dembele is overrated.
Oh, Dembele, yeah, I agree.
He does everything. Uber7 put in a super chat and said, guys, if you get these odds on the win and had to place a... You know the problem is when someone puts a number as a word but then it's got other numbers in the message as well, your mind goes mad. So if you had to place a £1,000 bet, who would you put it on? So Man City 2 times, Real Madrid 3 times, Arsenal 4 times, Bayern 5 times. Rest them. So the winnings you would get twice for City, 3 times for Real Madrid, 4 times for Arsenal, 5 times for Bayern, and the rest you get 10 times. I put a sneaky bet on Atletico Madrid, so I would go for a 10 times one. But if you're asking me, and I would probably go, I'd put on Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Yeah. I'm not a betting guy, so I'm still confused out here.
Yeah, gamble.
So basically, you'd have £1,000, right? And to get the winnings, you get double back for Man City, 3 times back for Real Madrid, 4 times back for Arsenal, 5 times back for Bayern, or 10 times back for whoever else is in the other side.
I put. Is it to win the whole thing or just?
Yeah, to win the whole thing. Yeah, to win
the whole thing. I put a sneaky. See, I hate them, but I put a sneaky bid on Arsenal, man. I can't even lie.
To win the whole thing,
yeah. Like, just need. Even though that's the thing, though, I don't believe it. But that's what I say. I'm not a betting man. That's why don't ask me betting questions.
No, I hear what Jez is saying. I would also put money on Atletico and Bayern. I think if Bayern get past Arsenal.
Yeah.
And when you look at the Real Madrid and City either side, I think. If Bayern get past Arsenal, that just might be enough to just kick them.
You see, if Bayern get past Arsenal and Real Madrid get past City, I think Bayern have a better chance against Madrid than City.
We have an awful record against Real Madrid.
I don't think it's awful, but just on paper.
Spanning decades.
But just on paper, I think City would, and even on playing, City would break down Bayern more than Real Madrid. I think Real Madrid would try to fully outgo and attack them, where City would be more planning. And actually does take you out.
He's going to have a good record against City.
Who? No, he said, but Bayern don't have a good record against Real Madrid.
I'm not talking about what
Steve said. Does Tuchel himself not have a good record against City or against Guardiola?
No, it's pretty mixed up. After the Champions League, I think they beat us twice in the league. I don't know if we played them after that, but remember, he absolutely schooled us like 1-0 at home. Remember Tuchel played Werner and Lukaku up front in that lunchtime kickoff, 3-5-2. I think in the Bundesliga as well, I think Pep had a, I can't remember, I don't know the record, probably Steve knows that. What was it? Do you know what the record was with Pep and Tuchel in the Bundesliga?
I think
they only played each other twice, right? In the Bundesliga or something like that?
Maybe, because Tuchel came quite late,
but he came...
Tuchel came in 15-16, right? Tuchel came 15-16 season, right? Because the Klopp left that summer, right?
I'm just trying to remember if it was Tuchel immediately took over. I'm just trying to remember. Because I remember there was a little... Because we had like a bunch of managers in between that time. After Elim saw this, and let me double check just to make sure.
Mid-season after Rodgers got sacked, was that then?
City
battered them last season. Tuchel took over in the first leg, and they drew in the second leg. I think it was 1-0 or something like that. I think it was a draw because they smashed them in the first leg, like 3-0 or something, was it?
Last year when we played City?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was a draw at the Allianz 1-1, and then it was a 3-0 loss at the Allianz.
Yeah, so his overall record's probably evened out, but we are talking about like 3 years ago, and we know that Pep evolves and changes and Tuchel doesn't. So but I'm just saying, I think he would find it easier against Real Madrid, even though the record's not good. I wouldn't say Bayern would still go through, but I think, you know, I think you'd get more chance. I think Bayern would get more chance against Real Madrid than against City in both legs. So
who do you rate in goal more, though? Because there's one thing of the defense conceding chances. The goalkeeper can still save it, though. So who do you trust more, Courtois or what's it called?
Courtois fit now. Courtois fit.
I saw him back from the ACL.
Yeah, I saw him back. I don't know if he's playing. That's the thing. Is he back?
I don't think Ancelotti will mess with a winning formula.
Yeah, I think Lunin's going to stay in goal.
He will. There's no point messing with a winning formula.
I don't know how it works with goalkeepers and their match fitness, because you just literally in goal, but then reaction time,
reflexes.
Yeah, reflexes.
Why risk it now?
I tell you why you put Courtois in. It's the same with like Kelleher playing well when Alisson gets back. You put Alisson back. It's the same with Courtois.
No, this is not Courtois playing far well. Superior. They've lost two games this season.
Yeah, but the thing is, you still put a superior goalkeeper in. So you're making even more. And Courtois, it's not even close between Lunin and Courtois. You put the number one guy back in. It's what you do. It's like a NFL and a quarterback thing. It's like whenever Brady's injured, as soon as Brady's back, he would go in. Do you know what I mean? It's the same with the goalkeepers. It's like when Edison's out for a month, Ortega's going to play. Ortega could have 4 or 5 outstanding man-of-match games. Won't matter. Edison's going back in as soon as he's fit and available. We all know that. And that's what's going to happen, I think, at Real Madrid.
Ortega's so good, man. He is so
fucking right, but good. We all know that since Edison's fit, he's going back in that team. Maybe not for an FA Cup game, because he likes to play Ortega in the Cup games, but Champions League and league games, Edison's going back in that team no matter what. Yeah. It was the same with us with Czech. Didn't matter how good Kulicini was or Hilario. Actually, Hilario wasn't that good, but like Kulicini was playing, it was Czech. Czech went back in no matter what. And
I don't know when Courtois is actually back properly. But he hasn't played yet. Unless he gets a few games in before the quarterfinal, then fair enough, I guess. But I doubt his first game back will be the quarterfinal.
Eddie, the enemy of my enemy is my friend for just this fixes. Otherwise, I wouldn't back it whatsoever. So,
what enemy?
Another
Eddie, but Surfer back in Tuchel. These are the moments we're here for. Hey, you know what? Oh, yeah. Football makes football humbles us all. Do you know what I mean? It makes us turn against our best friends. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, bro, I mean, Eddie, ironically, if Ten Hag was to play in Arsenal right now as Bayern manager, you would want Ten Hag to beat them, right?
Yeah.
That's the same.
Would swapping Kane with Haaland make City better? And cheers for Super Chat.
Better in terms of what?
Exactly. Like what we're asking for, exactly. Because they literally won the treble last season, though.
Wouldn't him and De Bruyne
they've also won crucial games, whether it's in the league or it's a big Champions League game, with Gundogan as a false nine, with Foden as a false nine, with Spanish guy David Silva, I think, played false nine for a little bit.
Like, but wouldn't him and De Bruyne get in each other's way?
De Bruyne, yeah.
That would probably be the biggest thing, because Kane literally just that was the one that stopped chopping deep.
Yeah.
You look at this current City squad, they don't have a forward. I mean, obviously, aside from Haaland, they don't have a forward that is goal orientated. Like, if they still had a Sterling, for example, like from a few years ago, mm-hmm. I think it would work having Kane in the side, because the spaces Kane vacates when he drops in, someone like Sterling can. Yeah, drift inside and occupy those spaces.
I think Alvarez is, but he just keeps playing him in weird positions. Plays him out on the left. Plays him in a double pivot a few weeks ago.
Alvarez.
It's like, where's he next? Alvarez, to the right back when Walker gets cooked by Vinicius in the Bernabeu. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's weird. This is weird thing of putting Alvarez in every game, and I'm starting to believe this conspiracy theory of like his contract, he has to play so many minutes, or he has to be sold at the end of the season, because Alvarez just pops up. Alvarez is the most probably consistently played player at City, one of them, because he's always there. He plays left wing. It's mad. It's mental. And they probably do that because I think De Bruyne's out. Isn't he? De Bruyne's out the weekend.
Yeah, he's out with the manager. Yeah.
He did that with De Bruyne even still there, though, because the last game, De Bruyne was there, but he still played Alvarez in this weird position.
Yeah. He played him out on the left at Liverpool. Played him out on the left wing.
Alvarez is one of the players who's played like almost every domestic cup apart from like the shit one, like Huddersfield.
Yeah.
He's played every single Premier League game. Season.
He's played every game. It's very weird.
So he have also had injuries, so that's also been played a factor, no?
I think it does, but that doesn't mean you play a striker in midfield.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying.
I know what you're trying to say. Like, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but still, might as well just play Rico Lewis or who actually can play in midfield or is more familiar with it. So all I'm going to say.
Well, you can play Oscar Bobman.
So
he has got choices. He just doesn't make them.
Or you can play Foden in midfield and push Howard a bit higher.
That's where Foden's at his best. I don't like Foden on the wing. I'm not saying he's a bad player on the wing. He's just way more effective in midfield. Like, way more effective.
But that's the thing. Pep doesn't like him there.
No. So I know it's not in the title. Let's go into Europa League, because the fixtures are actually looking, both sides of the draw look actually like appealing. Do you know what I mean?
You might look to carry on, yeah? Just doing it.
He's kicking us out.
I'm saying, send me a message when you lot are, what's it called, when you man are ready to end, and I end the stream, because I'm leaving now. That's all. Big up to all you lot.
I can end this call.
Big up to you lot. Right, you signed in. All right, love you.
Enjoy the snow.
I love all you, man, too. Big up, man. Appreciate it. Hey, Victor,
since you said that, we never said that. Okay.
Hey, Victor, I'm saying that. Victor, if anyone super chats or there's any member messages or any questions, we put them up on the screen. Yeah. All right, bless up. Big up you, man. Hey, run up the likes and the subscribe button, people.
Thanks.
So we got Liverpool, Atlanta, Atalanta.
Respect the club, man.
Hey, you don't want to play over there.
Oh my god.
Fun fact about Atlanta United, it's the third highest attendance in all of world football in terms of major leagues. They average 75,000 per game in MLS.
And we got Benfica. Who's Benfica against, Steve?
Olympique Marseille.
Benfica. Marseille.
Yeah, okay. So that's the other side of the draw, isn't it? And Bayer Leverkusen play West Ham. Who is the average?
AC Milan, AS Roma.
AC Milan, AS Roma on one side with Bayer Leverkusen and West Ham. And the other side is Liverpool, Atalanta, and Marseille, Benfica. Now, I want to say this. I think West Ham have got a chance against Bayer Leverkusen because I saw Carrier Bag score 4 goals against them in both legs. Yeah. So I think West Ham have got a chance to do Leverkusen, especially in the home leg. The away leg, maybe not. But I saw Carrier Bag score 2 goals against Leverkusen in both games. And Leverkusen weren't that convincing for me in both games. And they had a red card. Carrier Bag had a red card last night as well. And they won right at the end. Now, Leverkusen might just be on this thing where it doesn't matter what happens, they'll win every game, no matter how good they play. Liverpool are obviously favourites for this competition because they avoided like Roma, AC Milan, and that side of the draw. So it's set up for the Liverpool Bayer Leverkusen final. So they got that set up. But what I think the other side of that side of the draw is going to be more problematic than the Liverpool side of the draw because I think Liverpool will get past Atalanta and whoever gets through of Benfica and Marseille. But I don't know. The other side of the draw, I'm not too sure on either game. To be honest with you, I am not too sure on either game. And it's getting through.
Go on, Steve. You want to go first or do you mind if I go?
Steve's a Benfica fan. Let's do this.
Me and Northside are stressing every fucking time we watch these dickheads play. Honestly, a very poor coach team. Players don't play in their correct position. Di Maria is like, if they're no Di Maria, no party. Basically, him and Rafa Silva should be playing on the wing, not centrally. Centrally, it should be Kökçü in the 10, but he plays Rafa, and then Rafa goes left, right, and then there's no central presence to actually play make, which is a fucking point of playing a 4-2-3-1. You have a fucking playmaker. You have Kökçü, but then sometimes Kökçü will play in a midfield pivot with fucking João Neves, and that's too lightweight. And then it's Florence, like with Benfica, it's just like, nah, it's honest to God, it's a fucking mess. Grimaldo leaving and Gonzalo Ramos leaving and, Enzo Fernandez leaving. That guy carried, Roger Schmidt. So look, Olympique de Marseille in good form, you know, they really, really like
let Aubameyang scoring.
Yeah, Aubameyang's had a phenomenal season.
He's been one of the most informed strikers actually in Europe, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Absolutely. Not just goals. He's very good in build-up play and all that stuff. He's a fantastic player. Mm-hmm. I got Olympique de Marseille moving on over Benfica for me. I don't think
we're all agreed Liverpool are getting through against Atalanta, right?
What you said about the West Ham Leverkusen, I think it's the opposite. I think Leverkusen will get past West Ham, and I think Atalanta or Liverpool should be on very, very. It should be very cautious against Atalanta because I don't think they match up with them well. Because they do, Atalanta does everything that Liverpool's good at: high pressing, runners in midfield, link up play. The wingers, depth, 2 very good goalkeepers. And I'm telling you, people, 3 at the back is coming back to football, and it's going to be the preferred formation. Like, you know, everybody nowadays is playing 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, all that stuff. Next few years, it's going to be 3-5-2, 3-4-1-2, and 3-4-2-1 for a bunch of reasons. Number one, everybody loves their ball-carrying center backs. You get 3 of them. You can still have wingers in the 3-4-2-1. You need 2 midfielders, which are usually cheaper than center backs. You can push your fullbacks, which are in high demand. Everybody wants left backs and right backs to bomb up the pitch and score a bazillion goals, a.k.a. Frimpong and Grimaldo, DiMarco, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, Atalanta have the depth to do it. They have the manager to do it as well. Gasperini's been consistently very good at Atalanta, missing out on Europe only once in his, what, 7 years there. He's got a great squad to work with, and I think they should be on the upset alert, Liverpool. West Ham, I hear it. I just think Leverkusen will have too much firepower for them. And Liverpool, the problem is we've seen West Ham get obliterated by teams that aren't named Leverkusen domestically. Yeah,
I just – Liverpool, though, as we saw last night, even when 5-1 up from the first leg, will play a – he's gone mad this season. He will play a strong lineup. He'll play his strongest lineup in every game this season, no matter what, I believe. Yeah. I don't care what it is. He will play it because this is like he's going out. He doesn't care what happens to this squad after he leaves. Yeah. He doesn't care if they're broken and run down. He does not care. He's going to run them into the ground because he's not coming back in the summer. So it's not his responsibility. I think they will get through.
It's going to be a really good game. That's what I want people to know. It's going to be a really good competitive game, both legs. And the thing is, second leg is in Italy as well.
That's
a very good home record. Bro, the game that I did the watchdog for Sporting Atalanta, three games actually this season between all of them were great games, different in their own right. But Atalanta can go punch for punch. They actually don't mind playing. You know how people are like, oh, Liverpool don't want a calm, controlled, subdued game. They want to be running, chaos, end to end, back and forth, get the crowd into it. Same thing applies to Atalanta. Same exact thing. Yes. Quality of players for Atalanta might be underestimated and they aren't as good, but they're performing to a very high level. Bro, Zappa Costa last night came on and changed the game, genuinely changed the game against Sporting. Wow. They're a really, really good side. So, and they handled Gyökeres pretty much as well as they could, and even then, he's still gotten us.
I just think that
playing well, they've got Ademola Lookman who scored. They scored, and the thing is, Atalanta will come up with sucker punches. They don't. They're actually pretty clinical, and like I said, they've got good goalkeepers, very good style of play. De Roon and Ederson, Koop Miners as well goes on the right. You could tuck into midfield. I think they actually have a really good game plan to possibly upset Atalanta.
Go on. You want to talk about this game or move on to another one?
Yeah. No, I want to just quickly say my two pieces as well. I don't know if Brian or Victor want to say something, but in my opinion, obviously, I got Liverpool going through because I feel like
if I have the likes, you heathens in the chat.
Yes, just want to say that because obviously, because we're talking about difference maker. Even though I actually agree with Stephen to a level of where Atalanta this season, especially Charlton Gasperini, finding himself this season again. Scamacca, I think he's been a revolution coming back into the team. I always thought Scamacca is a good player, just didn't work out at West Ham. And to be fair, they play in the three-back formation well. Scavini, I think he's averaging like the most interceptions this year. So, local, if they want to go and direct, he's there who can cover everything. But I just feel like when you have the difference makers such as Salah on the pitch, I think it can sometimes be just very can be overwhelming. And I think that alone. And I spoke with Michael, obviously, Liverpool fan as well, and I agree with him. There shouldn't be excuses for Liverpool not to go through, in my opinion, even though Atalanta, I think, they can do a job on it. I think any team can do to anybody something, based on the setup, maybe. But when I look at Liverpool, the midfield actually playing well now. The attacking force, they're looking like they're getting their form. Everybody is scoring goals now. So there shouldn't really be a reason why Liverpool can't go through. And to the Leverkusen game, I actually agree. I got a slight feeling that Moyes got something for Xabi. And it's not even based off what I saw in the last game. But I think Leverkusen's been going since the start of 2024. Steve probably might agree with me. I don't think Leverkusen has been actually as good as they started the season off. Maybe because the level of players and they're all starting to get tired and all that. But I feel like
I think they're getting nervous.
I think 100% because it's like it's getting too many competition and the expectations are high. You have the lead. You have to make sure. You have to make sure that even though it's a 10-point lead, the 10-point lead can go fast away if you don't take.
Yeah.
They have the cup game coming up, and they also got this game now against West Ham, both away and home. And I feel like when I look, key part for West Ham is that Kudus and Bowen need to step up, in my opinion.
And yeah,
if they don't step up, I don't see them. I don't see West Ham winning though, because the threat in behind, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. Like you saw, Freiburg is not even a joke, like of a team, in my opinion.
Leverkusen will beat them on Sunday. That's the thing, because I thought Wolfsburg would give them a game after the Karabakh first leg, because it's like, okay, you're flying from Azerbaijan to Germany. That's a long distance. And I was like, maybe Wolfsburg can get a draw. That was one of the most dominant performances I've seen in a while from Leverkusen over Wolfsburg. It was not even close. Xhaka had like something stupid, like 160 passes. Palacios had like a 96% pass accuracy. They were phenomenal. Their general performances, but you see it, that this is the thing. They play their football sometimes in patches, but it's always well coordinated. It's the same thing we see over and over again. Heavy emphasis on fullbacks with Grimaldo and Frimpong. And it's always just, you know, bro.
West Ham, right? So I think, this can sound so predictable. If West Ham lose but keep it to a single goal, that tie is still open, because I just think, I know you can say what you want, but I think they've got better attackers than Carabag, and yeah. I think they could punish them more. My thing is that Leverkusen, I think Leverkusen see this as a bonus competition. This is all about the Bundesliga title, right? It's all about the Bundesliga title. Yeah. That's all it's about, right? It's about wrapping up as quickly as possible, because we've seen it. Because both legs, they weren't at their best about both legs, and I don't know if they. I don't know if they go through about that red card yesterday. Right. I don't know if they get through, seriously. And it was a last minute winner as well to take them through. But I think it's that side of the draw is more interesting than the other side of the draw for me. I know might not think this, Steve, because you're a Benfica fan, but I just think like that Roma AC Milan tie for toss me up. It's a toss up. It really is. I think De Rossi's done a brilliant job. Yes. With Roma after Mourinho went in there, he picked them up. And AC Milan are doing well in Europe, you know. So it's a real toss up. And the problem is
Mike Maignan is injured. Maignan is again. Injured. Mori suspended for the yes. Ah. It's getting silly now. And you know how much I rate Maignan, but
I worry about a goalkeeper that gets injured all the time. Exactly.
I want to give my prediction. What are the brackets in
so,
this?
So Benfica and Marseille are on the bracket with Leverkusen and Atalanta, and the other side is AC Milan, Roma,
West
and
Ham. Bayern. West Ham, Leverkusen.
Yeah, sorry, Leverkusen, West Ham, and AC Milan versus Roma. That's the other side of the bracket.
So Leverkusen, West Ham, Benfica, Marseille.
No. It's Leverkusen. It's Leverkusen, West Ham, AC Milan, Roma. That's the side.
Oh, okay, cool, interesting.
So if Liverpool win against Atalanta, they'll play AC Milan or Roma.
Open it about it.
Go on.
So okay. So Leverkusen, West Ham, Milan, Roma. Okay. I like West Ham, and I like what they're doing in Europe. I know it'll be a tough ask, but I think they can do it against Leverkusen. Benfica, Marseille, go on Marseille. Liverpool will beat Atalanta. Milan against Roma. This little purple patch of theirs is going to end.
The other thing is too, is that the second leg's at the Olympico. And Dybala's been staying consistently fit for the first time in 500 years. So, like, that's a problem. And Lukaku's still doing his thing. Bro, they've...
Yeah,
Brian, are you saying this because of Joseph? Are you saying this because of Joseph, man? Come on, let out, man.
Well, no, I just don't think that... I just don't think Roma are that good. And I like Milan, by the way. AC Milan, by the way.
Roma have been...
I know it'll be difficult with no Maignan, but... They still got the attackers, man. The way they've been playing going forward, Liao, Pulisic,
Pulisic has been something else.
They'll be fine.
Pulisic has been so good. He's their player of the season, I think.
Honestly, yeah, they'll score their way. They'll make it through, man.
Yeah, but Roma have been sensational since Mourinho left in the league. Yes. And in Europe. They've been absolutely brilliant.
They lost 4-2 to Inter Milan.
Not a purple patch. Not a purple patch, Prime.
Okay.
No, because you know why it's not just a purple patch. He's laying the groundwork, not just on the pitch tactically. He's laying there was the game. What was the Roma game? They kept a clean sheet against someone, and after the game, De Rossi was like, "I don't count that as a clean sheet because we counted too many chances." And Svilar, the new goalkeeper that he's brought in for Rui Patricio, he bailed us out. De Rossi's got a fucking mentality that he's drilling into that squad, so he's laying down a foundation and standards, basically. You know, he's saying
that's good for you, purple patch. Anyway, AC Milan.
He just hates. He's just fishing. Don't respond, Steve.
I'm being serious though. AC Milan will win. I'm being serious.
I believe that you think Milan gonna win, but stop the De Rossi disrespect, man. He's doing a good job right now.
The thing is that Pioli's making a bunch of fuck ups, though. That's the problem. Like, he persists with Olivier Giroud game in, game out, whether it's in the Europe, and then the weekend he'll play him for a half hour off the bench for Jovic. He's not giving Okafor enough minutes, even though Okafor is finally healthy, albeit he's had some injury problems for sure this year. He's not giving Okafor enough minutes, and he's got actually a good goals per minute ratio. Pulisic has been playing nonstop on that right-hand side for 3.5-4 months now. And that's because of his brilliant form, to be fair. And Chukwueze has just not been at the levels. Very disappointed in the Chukwueze signing for them personally.
Yeah, he might be a very dud.
You know what it is? He tries to complicate things a bit too much, Chukwueze. Pulisic knows his abilities. He knows what he's capable of and what he's not. He plays a simple game. When he's supposed to score, he does. In the air, he's very underrated. He's just been consistent, man. Pulisic.
Yeah. Victor, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. All right.
Yeah, I think we're going to wrap up now. We've done too much in Europa League.
Conference League, Lille will beat Aston Villa.
Yep. Oh, whatever. Okay. Yeah,
we're really dig deep in Europa League. We're going that far.
We're
say that you're men of football, but you're not going to prove it.
No, we're not men of football. We just like some.
Whoa. Do not put me in.
And that includes Steve. Steve's gimmick is he pretends to watch football and have the football shirts. He doesn't actually watch football. He watches something else at the time. That's all. I think he's watching. But yeah, we're going to wrap it up now. There will be definitely a watch along for Man United Liverpool on Sunday. I don't know what else is happening. Okay. Don't expect a Wolves commentary watch along, guys. It's not happening.
I am doing the Wolves game on my YouTube. I am doing a watch along for Wolves.
Someone put Steve's link in the chat, please. Follow it that way. But yeah, we're gonna smash the like button, please. It's the one that looks like that. It's just a yellow thing. Or is it yellow?
Ooh, really?
It's one of those ones. But yeah, it looks like that. So just smash that one. Share the video as well. But if you want to know what's coming up on the channel, subscribe. More importantly, the 10K celebration, I think, is happening next Saturday. It's going to look like a Royal Rumble because so many people are going to be on it in and out of the streams. But yeah, celebrate that one. Also, turn your notifications on as well because it will tell you when Flawless is going live or when this channel is going live. Also, Sarcasm City TV Twitch. There'll be non-Man United watch-alongs on there. I presume like most of the Champions League ones will be on there from now on. There's also playback as well for the NBA streams going on, so you can subscribe to that. Sarcasm TV Gaming. I don't know if there's going to be many pro clubs stuff this weekend. I'm not too sure, but put notifications on anything and it will let you know. Well, in fact, everyone jumping on here, Ryan, Jez, Flawless himself, anyone else? I can't remember. Sheik, anyone else? Nope, that was it, I think. But we've had the guys here and we're going to log off now and have yourself a good weekend, you know.
Also, Gotham City specials will be happening next week as well.
Huh?
The what? Specials. Sarcasm
City. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. But no? Yeah, oh. I have no idea. You have to ask. That's what I mean. You have to ask Flawless or just keep
no, that's what he said during international, bro.
He messaged in the Twitter chat. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just follow and you'll see it on the schedule. But yeah, we're going to roll out now. So, Victor, press that button, please. Yeah, and we are out of here.
Watch out.
Merry fucking Christmas, bitch.